He drew his hood up, concealing his eyes, and vanished farther into the shadows of the rocks.
No! Stay away! Don't! Hey! Ah!
Instants later, Serac emerged. A body lay across his shoulder, and he grasped a struggling boy's arm in such a way that he could reach up and subdue him, if necessary, with a pinch to the nerve plexus between neck and shoulders. Varan reached over and took custody of the boy as Karatek rushed forward to ease the body Serac carried down onto the sand. The hood of the sand suit fell forward, and a long braid swung free. You were right about survivors, Karatek. It is regrettable that I had to subdue the young woman. The boy, who was very young, possibly too young to have even undergone the Kazwan, spat at Serac.
Regrettable? We watched them attack our home. We hide, and just when we thought it was safe, you attack my sister. What do you want? Didn't you kill enough of us?
And he broke into racking sobs. Your assumptions are mistaken. We are not Tevi Kram. This is Tekir Karatek from the Vulcan Space Initiative. We came here to meet with your parents. Your tears only waste your body's moisture. Answering our questions might be more beneficial to all of us. Karatek knelt beside the boy and held him close, looking with anger at Serac.
He's not one of your followers to prize logic above the lives of everyone he knows. Give him a minute.
Then Karatek murmured to the boy, "There is no shame in fear or grief, only if they prevent you from doing what you must. We will all be safer if you tell us what you know." Controlling himself, Karatek spoke again to Serac.
"I got the shelter open. We should find food, spare clothing, sleeping mats inside. Is the girl..."